There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Starting up the second hour of the weekend edition. We've got one of our favorite guests, certainly one of our brightest guests with us right now. That's Jeff Deist. I've known Jeff for an awful lot of years. He's become a good friend, and he's our go-to guy whenever we want to talk necessarily about how social issues tie in with economic issues. Jeff is the president of the Mises Institute, and we're going to talk right now about an article that Mises put out on the 19th, which was yesterday. The article is entitled "The Social Function of Economic Equality." Very, very important subject, particularly where the United States is right now. Jeff, how about a bit of a recap?
Well, yeah, it is interesting. The idea of social inequality, income inequality, wealth disparity has really been brought to the forefront in the last few years. It's something that the left and our progressive friends are really pushing as the issue du jour, and I think it's behind a lot of the support for Elizabeth Warren, who is potentially running for president against Hillary. But it's important to define our terms, I think. If income inequality arises because of state favoritism or because of crony capitalism or because of the financialization of our economy, which has occurred largely as a result of Federal Reserve policies, then I think everyone, both left and right, has a valid reason for complaining about the resulting inequality. But if that inequality arises simply because of entrepreneurial activity from natural or organic accumulations of wealth and capital based on entrepreneurial risk, then I think it's a totally different subject. And what I like about the article you mentioned that we ran on our website yesterday is it brings up some of the great benefits that we all receive from wealth inequality, one of which is innovation. Innovation often requires huge expense. It requires huge amounts of capital. It often requires expensive technology. And if capital and wealth was very evenly distributed throughout society as the left would have it, some of that innovation might never take place because no one had simply amassed the means to develop a company that becomes, something that benefits all of us. So it's interesting to think about inequality in economic and political terms, but I recommend the article yesterday simply because it also raises the question of inequality in social terms.
Well, and Jeff, I think what this article spoke to me was the American dream was all about coming to this country and being able to work your way or innovate your way out of a certain income class, I guess you could say, into another one. And if we did all but eliminate that, then the fact of the matter was our country would essentially slow and the innovation would be completely out the door, I feel like.
Right. And of course, the American dream, or at least the Norman Rockwell version of it, was based on working hard and putting away some money. And that, of course, requires spending less each month than you make and leaving some of that money or some of that wealth to your children who do the same and leaving a little bit more to their children and so on and so forth. And that American dream came into existence during a period where saving money was encouraged in this country. But unfortunately, in an era of virtually zero interest rates, and that's an era that's been going on for a very long time now in the United States, savers are punished and spenders and debtors are rewarded. So we really live in an inflationary environment, not only in terms of Federal Reserve policy and in terms of consumer prices, which the federal government lies about, but we're also in an inflationary environment in terms of the actions of individuals down at the family and in the individual and social level. It really does affect society top to bottom, and it makes us all much more concerned with the present and far less concerned about the future. And so there are tremendous cultural consequences and cultural and social distortions caused by the Federal Reserve encouragement of all of us to be debtors and to spend money instead of being savers who accumulate capital.
Well, at the risk of being dramatic, Jeff, this is such an important topic to me because, in essence, what we're talking here about, and we may have some people who are going to disagree with this, but it's as obvious to me as the nose on my face when I'm looking in a mirror, and that is, you know, it's all about control. If society does not have, if members of society don't have the incentive to improve themselves, consequently, the obvious thing that's going to happen is they're going to be dependent on somebody else. And society has turned into the point right now in the United States where a large portion of society is very, very dependent on the government. Well, what does that result in? That results in government control. I don't want to get off on that subject, but I want to say that one of the reasons I found this article, The Social Function of Economic Inequality, to be so damn important is because it really, just in a nutshell, focuses, explains why this is such an important issue. You know, and a lot of people are going to say, oh, you're just a hard-ass, Corlin. You don't believe in helping the downtrodden. No, that's not true at all. I got my checkbook open all the time. But having said that, this is a societal function where I believe Friedrich Hayek was quoted extensively in this article. And as Hayek said, you know, without incentive, you have absolutely nothing, right?
Well, it's true, and I think the libertarian worldview understands and accepts human nature for what it is, and I think the statist or progressive worldview attempts to ignore or even overcome human nature, and it just doesn't work. Incentives matter. Human beings respond to incentives, and one form of incentive in our world is material. In order for people to be risk takers, to be entrepreneurs, to do things that other people are not willing to do while they're sleeping in until 10 on Saturdays is, you know, that there has to be a material reward at the end, or the possibility of a material reward. And that is always going to benefit society as a whole, and it's always going to create inequality. So from my perspective, from a libertarian perspective, the inequalities we ought to be concerning ourselves about are those caused by cronyism and by state favoritism. The inequalities that result from entrepreneurial efforts and from profit and from accumulation of capital are the kind of inequalities we should be applauding, because ultimately we all benefit from them.
So, Jeff, do you think that this country's going down the wrong path with income inequality?
Yes. The short answer is yes. And I do think the financialization of the economy is something that we haven't really addressed as a society. So much money has shifted to Wall Street simply because the Fed has made the cost of borrowing money so incredibly low for so incredibly long. But, you know, in the long run, we're going to have to get back to a country where the government spends less, where individuals spend less, where companies spend less, and we all save more, or else we are going to be forever a debtor who is addicted to the Fed keeping us alive for another 6 months.
You know, I got to tell you, societies come and societies go. And is the United States going to get out of this? I mean, philosophically, in my opinion, the United States is really, really in a sorry situation right now, philosophically. And I say that because of things like pride in our country and because of things like the author brings out in this article. It's just, it's not really a particularly good place to be. And what I'm seeing, Jeff, here more than anything else is what you guys are teaching down at the Mises Institute down in Auburn, Alabama. By the way, I can't believe that you guys didn't beat Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, but having said that, what you guys are teaching is so very, very important. And I guess, you know, we've just got a little bit less than a minute here, and I want to say that, number one, read this article, ladies and gentlemen. We're posting it on the site, the KE Report site. If you're listening to this on the radio, go to our site, www.kereport.com. Read this very important article and click on Jeff's picture, which also accompanies this interview. You can learn more about the Mises Institute. The Mises Institute provides ongoing education, some of it free, some of it not free, but the stuff that has got a cost involved in it, the cost is very, very small. When Lou Rockwell started the Mises Institute those many years ago, I have to tell you, he started an institution that, in my opinion, is one of the most important in the United States because, you know, no holes are barred in this thing. Economics is taught the way economics should be, point number one. And point number two, society is described in a very, very accurate way. And I've got to tell you, if people don't start start to realize this and accept it, you know, the country's going to be in even worse shape than it potentially is right now. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to another Daily Editorial. Corey and I are chatting with Mark Frelick. Mark is the president of Idaho North Resources. Got to do a little bit of full disclosure here. Number one, both Corey and I have visited the property. Number two, Chris Temple has visited the property. Chris Temple covers Idaho North Resources in his newsletter along with some other people. And also, I have purchased stock out of the open market in Idaho North Resources, just about at the point where I'm not even arm's length with these guys anymore. And the reason I say that is because I have a lot of time for Mark and Tom Calicrate. They've become pretty good friends over the past, 6 months or thereabouts. And I am invested in the company, as was evidenced by the fact that I bought a few shares out of the open market. Mark, you were down visiting with Tom. Tom just lives south of Reno, just across the valley from Mount Rose Ski Area. Bill Tate, by the way, your new director, who I've also met and I think very highly of, was also down there with you. You folks, in as a team, went to the conference that was in Reno. It was more of a technical conference, but it was all mining people. Tell us a little bit about that. I think what our listeners would be particularly interested in is the general feeling coming from these professionals in the industry about the sector right now.
Yeah, that was the old Northwest Mining Association show, now referred to as the American Exploration and Mining Association show. I just returned from there on Tuesday of this week, so spent the previous week down there for that show, and my take would be this. The show was very, very well attended, and I don't know if that's just because we happened to be in a good spot there in the last spot of what they call the core shack, where there was just a lot of traffic and a lot of people actually, came to our booth, probably because we've got a lot of activity going on, with our earn-in with core and the drilling we were doing and the pickup of the Green Monster. But my take would be this. I kind of set it into four categories. I'll call it the supplier or service providers. And they're there to do business, and I thought they were very optimistic about, the mining industry, if you will. Second group or category I would call would be your gold and silver producers, and they were a little more on the pessimistic side, if you will, but they seem to still be spending monies, but just doing that in maybe a little more cautious manner. And my take would be they've probably reduced some of the inventory some of these companies have. They're just doing a real close watch on their monies. They're a little tighter, but they're all looking for, really a great deal. My third category, I'd say, was probably the investors themselves. And I'd say they were somewhat very pessimistic, basically centered around the fact that, of what's going on in the price of gold and silver and the length of the downturn, if you will, that's been going on. And this is still some, cause that pessimistic outlook for investors, sort of like one of those things where, call me when you have a really good one, or what's the use in, looking at that, investing with the price has been the way they are. Whole skepticism because of the tide that's out there and the continuation of the price decline. However, I will say this. There was a well-respected speaker that was at the Silver Summit here in Spokane, maybe a month ago, and he talked about a ratio of silver and gold, of a buy on silver anytime you had a 70-to-1 ratio, and a sell, if you will, then, and a buy of gold when you were a ratio that there was 34 or 35 or below. So that is there, and he had some great successes. So investors, if they were looking at it from that aspect, I'd say there's probably not a better time to invest in gold and silver. My fourth one would be the junior exploration companies themselves, and I'd say where they're a bit pessimistic based on, again, the gold and silver prices and the inability, if you will, to a certain degree to raise capital for, projects. And in some cases there, there's the inventory cuts as well in some of the properties that are held because you can't pay the claim fees or whatever operational things you have. So that'd be kind of my take, if you will, on the show itself.
Mark, it is good to hear that there were a number of interested parties, I would say, out at this show. And you mentioned that you were at the Core Shack, so which that means if nobody has been to one of these investment conferences, you were actually presenting some of the core that you have drilled. Can you explain what core you guys decided to present to these people?
Yeah, well, the core we had was from previous drill, you know, that we recovered there, separate from the drill program that we have going on right now, which is in the form of what they call an RC-type drill. And so there was about 15 mining companies, if you will, that were lined up along one wall. And then, you know, your variety of people in those categories come in there and say, hey, what have you got going on? And get a look at, you know, samples and stuff that you have and try to relate that to where that might fit in from a, you know, supplier service type thing. A gold, silver producer looking at it as a possibility of wanting to, you know, partner up like Core did with us. Investors looking and seeing, you know, what you have and what you're, you know, what it looks like you're doing. And then, of course, the juniors sort of there. But it was predominantly a supplier service provider type show that was going on.
Mark, I got to ask you a question about your company to kind of round this thing out. I know that you were busy at this particular conference. It sounds like it was pretty successful for you. So, Mark, what exactly is going on with Idaho North Resources right now?
Yeah, right now, you know, again, it's, you know, it's telling the story and getting that out there, you know, that we've got the earn-in agreement with Core. Core put on a really, really nice hospitality suite on Wednesday evening. I thought it was excellent, you know, for them to kind of tell all of those groups of people out there what they've got going on, from their producing properties to what they call strategic investments, net smelter royalty companies that they deal with, and then development projects. And they actually had a fact sheet, and it was kind of nice to see us on, you know, on the map there. So it shows people that, you know, Idaho North is definitely on the radar of Core Mining as far as, you know, future stuff. And, of course, then, you know, tell the story about the drill thing we've got going on at Eagleville. I went over to speak to the people at Inspectorate that are actually doing the, you know, picked up the bags and doing the assays. And they were 3 weeks behind on getting ours done. So I guess that would be a positive thing that, you know, obviously they got a lot of business because we're in the queue, but still waiting to get, you know, our results back on the drill we did at Eagleville. And then I think when Tom gets on, Tom Calicrate, our geo, gets on, you know, our next call that we have probably after the first of the year, he can give you a more expanded view of why we picked up the Green Monster project. So that's kind of what we've got going on and out there telling the story. And I think share price-wise, it's reflected well. We don't have a lot of our shareholders, you know, selling our shares off, and we've held our price up pretty well.
Well, I got to tell you, we're going to be revisiting Idaho North Resources here just after the first of the year. I know Mark is going to be taking a brief, well-deserved, I might add, vacation. But as soon as he and his lovely wife, Linda, get back, we're probably going to put together another trip down to visit the company. And I want to say one other thing to you folks listening right now, and that is, you know what, you got to take some time off, too. Everybody needs a bit of a vacation. It's been a really hectic year. Let's take Mark Fralick's example and take a little time off and get our heads screwed on right. Mark, always good talking to you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do you you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting with Marin Contusa right now. Marin, I got to ask you first of all, how are book sales going?
Fantastic, actually. Thanks, Big Al. I got to say the publisher, I was an unknown author in the book world. You know, a lot of people who buy books don't really care about my hedge fund performance or my history in the resource sector. So they started out, and when I hit the media, the timing was perfect with the APEC conference and then the conference with all the big countries in Australia. And it just happened that it was the same week as the book. So I got called onto all the mainstream media. We've actually sold out all of the first four prints. We've cracked the New York Times bestseller list, and the Amazon now has asked for 100% of the fifth print. So we can't actually, the publisher is not keeping up with the sales demand. So I think we're going to crack 100,000 books here shortly, and it's been a phenomenal success.
Congratulations. You deserve it. Listen, we want to talk about a subject that right now is very much in the news, couldn't be more timely, and that's the cyber hacking that's going on right now. Allegedly, the North Koreans have basically hacked into the Sony Pictures situation. That has caused Hollywood to be in a big uproar right now. But you know what? If in fact somebody can be that successful that they can make a major dent in something like Sony Pictures, boy, I got to tell you, man, the sky's the limit, don't you think?
Well, it is definitely. Just to give you an idea, 3 years ago at Copper Mountain, we brought in all these new measures the ability of a disgruntled employee or someone sitting on the other side of the world, they can tap into your banking accounts, they can tap into your payroll, they can do skimming, and that's just on a small level. With the technology now with drones, I don't know, a lot of people think this is sci-fi, but it's not. It's just like when I was talking about shale drilling 7-8 years ago, people thought I was making this stuff up. You can now have drones that fly above your building, and they can tap into the wireless waves to see what websites you see. They can tap into items from the futures market, the derivatives market. You know, you're looking at the banking sector. All of Wall Street's at risk here. So, yes, Sony, they're going to lose, what, maybe $200 million off this if it is, in fact, not a marketing ploy to create publicity for the book, which actually proven not to be a marketing ploy, and a legitimate terrorist attack. What about Wall Street? What about banking? What about pension funds? What about the IRS? What about derivatives market, which would be so huge? IMF, we're in uncharted territory. And, you know, you could just go to your local computer shop, and if you know how to use these programs, this is the new modern warfare.
And that is exactly what I was going to say there, Marin, is that this is the new warfare, because we no longer need boots on the ground. What we need is a lot of really intellectually savvy computer programmers and hackers sitting in a bunker or even in their living room somewhere, and they actually have the ability to shut down a government. And when we talk about shutdown government, they do also have the ability to alter government's path, because some of these successful hackers, they have the ability to not only get in, but make changes and get out without people noticing. And this is something that, no doubt in my mind, the U.S. and other powerhouse countries have been spending a lot of money, not only on the defensive end, but also on the offensive end. And I think it's silly to think that we're just sitting back being reactionary, because I truly believe that the U.S., along with many other countries, are also out there seeing what avenues they can pursue in case they need to initiate this type of warfare, wouldn't you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In the last chapter of my book, I talk about the new warfare, and, you know, everyone's looking from the Western world, what's going on in Ukraine, and, you know, essentially, they're not really in the Western world that affected by it. Their son's not at war right now, or their husbands aren't at war right now. But, you know, the Russians have the capability, the technology. You know, if North Korea has this type of technology, imagine what the Iranians have or the Russians. They can now use this technology to put the American way of life at risk. And when I first put this in the book, the publisher came back and said, "What the hell are you talking about?" And I said, "Trust me, wave it through." And then they came back, and after I walked them through it, they said, "This is one of the scariest things." I go, "Yeah, this is new weapons of mass destruction." Because, you know, someone, a group of a couple of hundred really savvy North Koreans or Russians could sit on the other side of the world and really disrupt the payroll of all of Apple employees, or the payroll of all the government employees of a state or municipality.
The really serious risk here, Marin, in my opinion, is there is the potential right around the corner. And when I say right around the corner, I mean, man, like maybe tomorrow, Sunday, the potential is here that we have absolutely no privacy anymore. I mean, if people can hack into conversations right now, which has been kind of a known factor for a long time, and then they can go in and do what they've done to Sony Pictures, I got to tell you, man, everything that you're talking about in terms of the financial markets, everything we're talking in terms, you know, in terms about the Department of Defense and on and on and on, it's terrifying what could happen here. Corey, as you said, there's an entirely new level of warfare here. And, you know, I don't think the world is sophisticated enough yet to be able to prevent this from happening. What do you think about that, Marin?
Well, first of all, you know, let's go back to a very critical argument you stated. There is no privacy anymore. If you're in the digital world, there is absolutely no privacy. You know, the encryptions. I know a lot of the guys in Canada that run the biggest encryption programs for all the banks. And the reason why is they came to me, and these are guys I grew up with, and they're saying, "Look, you run a hedge fund. You've done very well. Do you want to make sure that you're encrypted?" And I said, "Well, because these are my buddies," they essentially said, even though it's encrypted, there's absolutely no privacy to it. Whether it's from the government standpoint, or if someone really wanted to attack me, they can. It's the equivalent of if you want to walk through a dark alley in New York City or in the slums of Vancouver or San Francisco, you can get attacked. That's the equivalent of the digital world, except this time there's absolutely no protection for the average user. You go to a Starbucks and you're using a local network. You do realize that a guy could sit there and be watching what you're using. You're in an airport and you're sharing a Wi-Fi free network. That's literally stealing candy from a baby. But it's not your baby, it's your bank accounts. You know, how many times, Al, have you or I been on an airport? You know, I spend 300 days a year on the road and I'm bored and my flight's delayed and I'm sitting in an airport. I go, you know what? I'm going to buy a book on iTunes. Well, what do? I connect to the Wi-Fi. I can go buy my book through iTunes or iBooks or Amazon or whatever. And if there's a hacker there, they can get access to all my financial information.
You know, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, I got to tell you, man, it's more than incredible and it's more than terrifying. How's this thing going to shake out, Marin, in your opinion?
Well, you're going to see more investments come in for protection, you know, and look at it as, you know, buffers or insurance against this, you know, and who's leaking all these programs? Well, if I was in that industry and you're a hacker, you know how to hack it, so why not create a program to sell? So you're creating an industry for yourself. That's always been the inside joke in the cybersecurity, right? Create the problem, and then, wow, you have a solution to the problem. So it means that we're going to have to pay more for safety.
I also think, man, that some of these people out there, we've seen some of the world-renowned hackers actually become employed by some of these companies and countries simply because they have this unique skill set that I don't think can be taught right now, simply because a lot of these are some younger people out there that just sit in front of their computer and cause the type of destruction that they can if they want to. And hopefully, I think we all need to hope that they use their knowledge for good rather than evil. But we all know that there are those countries out there and those individuals that, when presented with the opportunity, can use this skill to really bring down a country in, I believe, one of the worst case scenarios.
We are seeing a major, major event occurring in society right now. And I have to tell you, as history unfolds, what's going on right now is going to turn out to be one of the pivotal events of our times. Ladies and gentlemen, pick up Marin's book. It's a great book. As Marin said, he's now cracked into the New York Times bestseller list. It's a good one. Marin, thank you so much.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, here to do our 10-minute wrap of the weekend edition of the report, our report. Corey and I are chatting with John Kaiser. John, you have an interesting twist on the potentiality of the market in 2015, and it has to do with the energy sector. Explain that to us, if you would.
Well, the dramatic decline in the price of oil has caught everybody's by surprise. There's considerable focus on how this is an attack on the success of the American shale oil fracking business, which has brought the United States close to self-sufficiency. By bringing the price down below $60, it is believed that the game is to destroy this industry and restore dependency. And once that has happened, then the Saudis will curtail production, allow the price to go back up. The real story, of course, is that Russia and Iran are also being brought to their knees by this oil price decline. It's a geopolitical strategy. It serves a number of agenda. The benefit of allowing the price of oil to go this low for the United States is that people at the bottom of the economic spectrum will feel an immediate benefit in the lesser money they spend driving around, which could give a very broad-based bump in demand, which could very much help the United States survive the end of quantitative easing, perhaps even give it organic growth potential rather than just growth that's limited to the people who own shares and stuff like that. And this could enable the world to come out of its slowdown as the United States once again takes the lead in economic growth and as the engine of the world. And that's going to be good for metals in general, and also, I think, good for gold, since I see demand for gold as a function of global prosperity growth.
John, if we do relate this to metals, we know that a lot of the mining stocks have been hit pretty hard. And the narrative of, say, 2 years ago was rising costs. And now with oil being much, much cheaper and energy in general being cheaper, shouldn't this kind of trickle down to the mining companies and lower their all-in costs when it comes to mining, just because energy is such a huge portion of these costs?
Theoretically, it should, but strategic thinkers believe that this is a temporary phenomenon and that in 2 to 3 years we will be back to higher prices. This is a geopolitical gambit that's unfolding right now. And a mine, of course, has to operate for 10, 20 years. So I don't think we'll see any immediate reaction to the both lower diesel costs and energy inputs. And remember, it's just the oil that's going down in price. Other energy inputs are still stable.
Let's talk about a major escalation in price that I think a lot of people are talking about, too, in the price of oil specifically, John.
Yeah, I think one of the outcomes of stressing the system this much is that serious turbulence could erupt in the Middle East that could take a lot of the major Middle East producers offline, or at least curtail production very much. I think there is that they're playing with fire here, because there appears to be perhaps Wahhabist sponsored trend to try and topple the monarchies that currently control the oil output in the Middle East, and which are generally in alliance with the United States. So you have a more of a theocratic takeover of the oil supply, similar to what happened in Iran. That could be the outcome, the unexpected outcome, which just might result in some explosions and other disruptions of the existing supply over there to prevent the balance of power shifting into an ideological spectrum that is at odds with the interests of the United States. And in that case, we would see oil soaring back over $100, and that would put the oil sands fracking business back into onto a sounder footing as far as using debt to finance that activity is concerned.
So, John, when we do look into this decrease in the oil price, some people do point to the supply and demand. And you talk to the fact that the U.S. with the shale oil is producing way more oil than they have been. Other countries have also been at least consistent with their production. And we are using less and less oil for our daily lives. Do you think that this is at least playing a little bit of a factor in this declining oil price as well?
Yeah, it is quite amazing that since 1980, American oil consumption has in essence been flat, while the rest of the world's, the total world consumption has tripled over this 30-year period. So the United States has pulled a double whammy on the oil industry, one by continually reducing the amount, the consumption of oil, even though its population is growing, while at the same time bringing back on stream its own ability to produce oil. Now, I think the ability of the oil market is very sensitive to supply-demand imbalances, and it is actually a quite small amount of surplus oil that is driving the price down right now. If the United States economy gets proper traction rather than go back into a tailspin, and this gives the rest of the world a demand boost, then you can expect the demand for oil to climb back up, which, of course, because everything is so sensitively balanced, then you would see the deficits emerge and the price respond accordingly. That's why I believe this is going to be a relatively short-lived low oil price period, unless, of course, everything screws up and we descend into a global recession, perhaps depression-type scenario.
Well, I think the only way that the price of oil perhaps could reverse itself right now is if, for example, people realize that there were some major economies in the world that are so dependent on oil that the economies are basically collapsing because of the low price of oil, and they may want to reverse that. I'm not saying they will, but they may. And obviously I'm talking here about the Russian economy. The Russian economy is on the ropes right now simply because of the low price of oil. that, I think, could reverse itself if folks around the world decided that was not in the best interest of the world, for lack of better terms.
Well, I mean, we're now hearing rumblings about Khodorkovsky coming, setting himself up to perhaps replace Putin if Putin falls in a coup. And, you know, that's my point earlier, that there's a huge geopolitical agenda behind all of this. And you're right pointing out that there are very complex circularities in this where we cannot really predict what the outcome would be. But I think the game here is to either have Putin discover a new approach in his dealings with Europe and the rest of the world, or have him deposed and have somebody come in who has a more sort of globalized outlook, such as Khodorkovsky.
John, from an investment standpoint, we only have about a minute and a half left here. Is there any way that you think that this could all play out and people could make money, either being long in one resource or another?
Well, I think we're in a context of, I think, extraordinary potential geopolitical turbulence. And when something happens that we weren't quite expecting, that could produce a sort of $300, $400 move in gold, which would be a real price move as opposed to something linked to emerging inflation or something like that. So a lot of the gold companies are now, advanced gold companies, are trading at very low valuations because the expectations is that a strengthening American economy will result in higher interest rates, which is bad for gold. And if it does gets all screwed up and goes into depression, well, nobody's going to be interested in buying gold anyway. So gold's kind of stuck in this, no matter which way it goes, we lose. But the geopolitical turbulence fork in the road is one that would be very positive for gold and have a very leveraged impact on the advanced juniors.
You know, I'd like our listeners who disagree with our theory that geopolitical factors don't play a major role in the price of gold, I would sure like to hear their responses to that, because to me it just makes no sense for anybody to say that geopolitics isn't really important. I think the thing that's really interesting, though, John, is something that you brought up, and that is simply that the geopolitical ramifications of what's going on in the energy industry are absolutely fascinating right now and very complicated.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.D. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.